Hi.
Hello, is this Nick Leisen?
Yes?
Hello, Nick Leisen. I'm phoning from Free Legal Advice Centre. The citizen information asked me to give you a ring just to follow up with you from a clinic. I think they said that you wanted us to ask a volunteer to contact you privately.
Almost. Thanks very much for calling. You arranged a consultation with a volunteer for me, and I appreciate it very much. It is informative. He confirmed that I have cases, but I explained to him that search engines of this law society are not very effective to find a competent lawyer. A lot of lawyers do not actually enter their competences into a database, so therefore it is almost only useful for finding a lawyer whose name you already know, or for finding a lawyer in a specific location. But I'm trying to find a lawyer of a specific competence. And he suggested that I go to a relevant court and ask it. He said he recommended that I go to a relevant courthouse, but I said that I did that, and there are lots of signs from this law society in this courthouse stating that solicitors are not allowed to approach potential clients. And so he said, he suggested then that I ask the court staff in this courthouse, and I said that I did, and that it gave me the only document it gave to me for suggesting on how to identify a solicitor to instruct is actually a document only about Free Legal Advice Centres, and that document was not the exactly accurate. I think it might be an old one, but anyway, I did contact citizens information for a consultation with Free Legal Advice Centre, and it's very frustrating that it's like if I'm in an ocean and I've fallen off a surfboard, and then an ocean liner comes along, stops, and throws out a life ring with a rope, and then just a second before I would beach it from swimming it, then the liner goes off. Because I know that I have cases, I've consulted laws, the solicitor confirms that I have cases, but it is an area of law which apparently there has only been approximately one case ever declared to be admissible, and that case is not published, so I do not know what solicitor Solicitrix, if any, was involved in it. So it is very difficult to find a relevant person to help me enough, and I hope that maybe you might be able to identify this solicitor who gave me this consultation, and then maybe I can privately instruct him. Is this going to be possible?
Yeah, you see, the problem, the thing is, it's like a lot of these things, the reason we don't do that is because we were kind of stung a while back whenever this happened, someone took it on, and then it just came back to, we had a bad experience basically with it. You know, it's, I suppose, it just leaves us a bit vulnerable, you know, if we start doing it, that, because, I suppose, but you have to then make it clear, then not send it to be the case with you, but like with some other callers, you might have to make it, like, make efforts to get the person to fully, I suppose, understand that it's not Slack involved in their case anymore, and then they might still not, that might still not be clear whenever, like, if say the solicitor does a bad job, or I suppose it's just, it's happened before. And I suppose another side of it then is that our service then, the voluntary service would sort of slightly change then, you know, if the solicitors were taken, were able to then take people on from the service, you know, there's just the chance that the service would kind of change in that sense. But so it is something that we don't do, unfortunately, even though in certain circumstances like yours, there probably would be like a good, you know, it's a good volunteer. I'm sure he'd do a good job for you, and he seems to understand your case. But so yeah, unfortunately, it's something we just don't do at the moment. Have you tried? This is probably something you've done, so apologies. But have you tried like just a Google search of like your local area and like, or even the county, and then the area of law that you're referring to?
So I mean, I've tried many different search engines and search criteria, and it is a pity you were stung. I am very much aware that it would not still be the solicitor acting for a flack, but if I would instruct him, I appreciate that, and I'm not blaming you on that. I did contact a solicitor's firm, and it actually recommended a specific named firm. So I contacted this specific named firm, but it told me that every solicitor in this county has a conflict of interests. So then it's suggested that I instruct a different firm elsewhere, but it was not able to name a specific firm which I could potentially instruct on this matter. So it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I can imagine. No, I can imagine. I can imagine it's very frustrating. But like, I'm sorry that we can't be of any more help to you there. But I suppose all I can say is if there was anything else in terms of like if you had any kind of, I suppose, query that you could be dealt with within the clinic, you know, within a 15-20 minute call, we could put you in for another appointment again. But that might not be much use to you. You're probably looking for a bit more advice. So. I'm sorry if that's the case, and that we couldn't be of any more assistance.
At some point I might ask you for more advice for another 15 or 20 minute conversation, but really I am looking for an actual representative whom I would pay myself. I go through a lot of experiences in which I notice that persons know, that defendants know, that if they're not seeing interactions by lawyers, then they can get away with disregarding laws, that they know they act illegally, but they know that a litigant in person does not have the power in reality to make a judge apply applicable laws to a case, and this happens again and again, and I really need to find real solutions.
Okay, well, look, this, as I say, if you do think that a benefit, a 15-20 minute clinic would be of some benefit, then come back to us again, and I'm sure we'll put you in for a clinic then, a clinic similar to the one you had before then.
Thanks. So it seems then, so you are not going to identify the solicitor whom you arranged to give me a consultation the last time, is this correct?
Apologies. Yes, unfortunately not. Sorry, but that's fine.
Too bad me. Thanks for carrying it all anyway.
No worries. No, thanks for that. Apologies again.
Bye bye.